Yael, that does it. Our fact checker has made his last mistake. Today's Moment of Science script contains so much misinformation we can't use it. Now, where did I put those pink slips?
That's surprising, Don. Our fact checker is a pretty hard worker. He spends hours surfing the internet for medical facts, just like the 60 million Americans who used the internet over the past year to track down medical information. So many people can't be wrong.
Actually, Yael, a recent study shows that accurate medical information on the internet is hard to find. The thing people seem to forget is that the internet is just a tool for transmitting information. Search engines aren't smart and don't check their data for accuracy. When you go to an internet search engine and type in something like obesity, less than a quarter of the initial links will lead you to relevant content. Plus, the information you do find tends to be inconsistent and hard to understand.
Okay, but there must be some reliable sites out there.
Well, in general, a good place to start are the websites set up by the National Institutes of Health or by the foundation or association devoted to the disease you're researching.
You mean like the American Cancer Society or the Muscular Dystrophy Association?
Right. The information on these sites is reliable. Still, just as with the stuff you see on TV or read in books, you always have to use your judgment.
So are you really going to fire the fact checker?
Nah, just going to scare him a little bit.
This Moment of Science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown with help from Tony Mesher in the Medical Sciences program. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.